Dr. Faber ran a bioenergetic assessment on me this summer, and what I'd like to now do is have a discussion with her about the results of my assessment. I first had to download a health questionnaire from her website, and one of the questions basically asked, what are the symptoms that I am most concerned about that are most problematic? In my particular questionnaire, my responses were the following, and of course everybody's going to have a different response to this question, but my symptoms were hair loss, frequent urination, tinnitus, which is a ringing in the ear, and a somewhat difficult problem with swallowing pills. I received in the mail then a report that's about 7 or 8 pages long. Now, one of the fascinating reports that are listed here for me is food sensitivities. What is listed in the report wound up being a sensitivity to milk, malt, barley, kefir, cheese. And then there's also food and a coloring, red dye number 3 and yellow number 6, which are dyes that are used. And I just want to say to those persons who are interested in knowing, is there any confirmation for that? And I can tell you that I do know for sure that milk is a serious allergen for me, as is kefir. I tried to drink kefir one time and almost lost all of the food in my stomach. So it's a rather interesting report to see that this test can actually generate food sensitivities. Is that a common kind of information that's included in most reports, Dr. Faber?
Yes, we do it for every report. And let me say this about food sensitivities. It is a sensitivity, but in your case, dairy, milk, is probably more of a true allergen. When you clear the system, then the system can tolerate foods that they weren't able to once tolerate. But unfortunately, in the world we live in, we're bombarded with so many known and unknown toxins. Our bodies are constantly having to rebalance. So with a strong immune system and a healthy gut, the gut is the key to good health, your body will be more apt to be able to rebalance itself as you continue to cleanse and support the body. It's like your car. You have to do a tune-up every so many miles. Otherwise, your car will start compensating on other parts of the engine and weaken those areas of the engine, and they'll run poorly. And then eventually, you're in a place where you need to do some major work on that engine. Well, it's the same with our bodies. If we can continue to cleanse, detox, support, then we're going to have healthier, better pieces of machinery. Our body will work much better.
So it sounds like if I have a healthy immune system and if my body is able to eliminate the toxins that I'm exposed to every day, it's possible, and I just say possible, that I might be able to have a small scoop of vanilla and chocolate ice cream every once in a while without having a serious allergic reaction. But I must report to you, Dr. Faber, that I have learned not to eat dairy or milk.
Right.
Because I seem to, my body just rebels at it. And I know as an infant, my mother, being a good mother that she was, wanted to always feed me milk. And it created some pretty serious reactions, particularly as affect my hearing. And I only realized the problem with that many, many years later in consultations with you.
Yeah, and so the testing is a confirmation. A lot of times people don't feel well, and they can't figure out why they don't feel well. And maybe they're eating the same foods every day, and they don't realize that they're not feeling well because they're eating those foods. So if that is made known, then they will stop eating those foods, and then they're like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize how sick that was making me. So we always do the food sensitivities. And they can change and vary up. So every time we test, we do it and we go back and check and see if it's still an issue as the body gets cleaner and cleaner.
Well, speaking for myself, I do know that I loved to eat ice creams when, especially, I was younger. And I do know every time I would eat the ice cream, I would feel absolutely horrible afterward. But I had this belief that it was something that comforted me, something that I needed to do for myself. And I continued to eat the ice cream. And, of course, I continued to feel absolutely horrible until I was able to get a confirmation that that was the one thing I needed to stop doing.
Confirmation helps.
It really does help because all of a sudden, there it is, and you can say to yourself, right, I love to eat that kind of food. It gives me some kind of emotional comfort, but it's making me sick, and I'm losing energy, I'm fatigued, I'm tired, I don't feel well, and one of the primary reasons is because of what I'm eating. So you can get pretty, and that's speaking for myself, I got pretty quick results when all of a sudden I stopped eating the dairy, and I began to feel quite a bit better just within a day or two.
Yes, that's great. So that's an important piece of the puzzle.
It's just the food allergies, as simple as that.
Right, yeah, and a lot of people are sick from food today. I'll just give you a quick example, and whoever's listening, they can do their own research if they're interested. But I had a patient come in, really, she looked bad. She looked very pasty, almost yellowish, and we were testing, and she came every week. In this case, she lived in this area. And we kept removing toxin after toxin after toxin. And the bottom line is she had fluoride poisoning. And so once we were able to, you know, dig deeper and get rid of that fluoride, she's just a totally different person. And her health, I mean, she was to the point where, and she's very natural and eats very well and a very healthy person. And she was to the point where she would get exposed, if she got exposed to any kind of toxin, you know, any kind of airborne toxin, she would feel like she couldn't breathe. And she was even considering getting an EpiPen. But anyway, point being is it took some time, but she's like so much better and her health is being restored at this time. So it's, again, the reason why I'm even saying that is because there are so many variables and you have to work with it. And people who have Parkinson's disease, to be honest, it's not an easy fix. And they themselves know it. But we're hands-on practitioners. If you want to work with us, we will work along with you and adjust and change and support any way that we can as long as you're doing the program.
It's possible then that there's a listener out there who has been doing absolutely everything possible, eating healthy food, organic food, avoiding exposure to toxins applied to the body or inhaled through the mouth, and exercising every day, and still the symptoms are problematic. It's possible that for this person, the real problem may be that they're drinking water that happens to have toxins. Would that be the case?
Mm-hmm. It's very possible.
So you never know.
It's really, you never know, but we live in a very serious time. There is only so much we know as far as what toxins are in our environment. And there's a lot that we really don't know about. Now, I'll give you an example, and you may know this, and some of your listeners may know this, but a lot of people feel like it's healthy to eat brown rice or rice in general. It's full of heavy metals. It's got mercury, cadmium, arsenic. So if you're ingesting or eating rice on a daily basis, you're getting ingested. You're ingesting heavy metals. And not just rice itself, but rice products. So many products today have rice in it. A lot of people are not aware of that. So unbeknownst to them, they're daily taking in these foods that have heavy metals in those foods, and it's poisoning our body. I read an article recently where brown rice has more heavy metals in it than other rices. and that it's really the level of cadmium in brown rice is of serious concern.
Well, an interesting follow-up to your report about brown rice, Dr. Faber, is that I love to eat brown rice and have always felt like that was the healthy choice. But when I see the report that you ran for me, at the top of the list in terms of concerns happens to be heavy metal toxins. And I've got the list I'm looking at right here. It's methyl, mercury, nicolum, and aluminum, all of which are inside my body and obviously challenging my body with being able to perform in an efficient manner.
Yes. So, again, this testing has the ability to take a look, see what's out of balance. In your case, your symptoms that you just spoke about, you had tinnitus ringing in your ears, difficult swallowing pills, hair loss, all those things are a byproduct of having these toxins in the body. So if you remove them, then the body can function normally. Now, again, I do want to stress, this is not a quick fix, especially with Parkinson's. And people may not really have Parkinson's disease. They may be just put in that category because of their symptoms. But some kind of toxicity has gotten into those neural pathways needs to be removed. But also, it's extremely important that they're removed in a judicious way. So first, the body has to be prepped to do any kind of cleansing or detoxification. And we have to see, we have to do a little bit and then see how the body responds. And then we can do a little more and add on and add on. And that also gives, you know, the body then starts training itself. It's the same thing like exercising. Maybe when you start exercising, you might just sweat a little bit, but then you continue to, you know, exercise regularly and you start sweating more and more and more because you're training the body that it needs to sweat and cleanse. So it's the same thing with other avenues of cleansing. You have to train the body, you have to wake it up and say, this is what we're doing right now. So again, this testing has the ability to look at that, do that, and, you know, progressively get the body to a place, exercise the body, get it going to a place where it can fully go on to a full cleansing protocol.
I have had numerous conversations with individuals with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease who decided it was time to get the toxins out of their body and elected to do a chelation. Their report oftentimes, but not always, is that the chelation made them very, very, very sick. Is that because perhaps their kidneys were compromised and it wound up almost shutting down their kidneys?
It's very possible, but it's very scary to do chelation, especially if the person has fillings or, you know, crowns in their mouth. I could see why people would get sick. We do not use chelation for heavy metal detoxification. We use more binding products to help those metals piggyback and very gently get out of the body. Also, we use homeopathy, which is, you know, we can control that. They can do one drop and see how they respond. And again, it's an exercise factor. You know, you get them taking one drop at a time and see how they do. And one drop might be enough for a while. I could understand why chelation could make them very sick.
About 5 or 6 years ago, Deborah was confronting some health challenges and received a bioenergetic assessment for you. The surprise to me was that you identified a specific tooth that you reported, according to your assessment, was infected, and you recommended that she go to the dentist immediately to have that tooth removed. She went to the dentist. It was exactly that tooth that was compromised. The tooth was removed, and she got well within 3 or 4 days. Is it common then that this test can be so specific that it can identify the source of an infection right where the tooth is located?
Well, it's an amazing piece of equipment. It is an amazing piece of equipment. And the only thing I can say about myself and my husband who do the testing, we are not rocket scientists. There are probably a lot of people much smarter than we are, but we know how to utilize our equipment. And we know what to do when we find a compromised situation. So, and we love people. So I've always said it's not what you know, it's how much you love what you know and how much you want to help people. And that's where we're coming from. So, yes, it has we know how to use our equipment. It has an incredible ability to identify different scenarios. And we believe that do to others as you would want them to do to you. And so we will continue to test until we feel confident that we're doing the best job for that individual, even if it takes hours. We won't compromise a test because it's going too long and we're only getting paid a certain amount of money, or, you know, it's a little frustrating, or, you know, whatever. We just make sure we stay with it until we get the proper results. And that's how we find things like we did with Deborah, because the body's not going to always reveal the most important issue at first. What the testing does is we use all these filters that simulate a scenario. Like, for example, I'll tell you, way back when we were in school and we were learning this technology, some person was very sick. She had chronic fatigue, and the doctor had felt it was in relation to her teeth. So when he tested her, her energy was extremely low. So what he did was, in the problematic tooth that he had already identified, he put some lidocaine in there, which numbed the tooth. Well, when that tooth got numbed, the nervous system did not recognize that tooth as existing. It was like, oh, okay, it doesn't even exist anymore, because the nerves are deadened. And her body came back into balance when she was tested. And so they knew, they had identified it was a root canal, that it was a very bad root canal. And ultimately, they did end up pulling that tooth, and that woman got well. So, I mean, I could tell you some amazing stories, you know, and I wish for everybody that they could get great results like that. But again, I just want to stress, it's not a quick fix. And also, I do want to stress that we're living in a time that is different than any other time in mankind's history. It's just we live in a very compromised world. And therefore, that's why bodies are compromised. One out of two women get cancer. One out of three men get cancer. I mean, how many people do you know or that have you heard of that have cancer? You probably could name a few. Most of us can. So that's why it's important to cleanse, detox, regenerate, and utilize everything you can. This is just one window. I'm not saying this is not this is all you need. This is just another window to assist your body in getting the support that it needs to continue on as healthy as it possibly can.
Many people that I talk with have the expectation that they'll get a treatment and they'll feel better after that treatment. Is the case that if a person is beginning to do some detoxing in consultation with you, that they might feel worse before they feel better?
Well, to be honest, we usually don't do detoxing at first, because we have had enough experience to know, and also through the testing. It depends on what shows up. If somebody's eaten up with parasites, and we know that it's a very serious situation, we have to start going after that. And the person's going to just have to go through what's called a healing crisis. You know, but we help and work through that and help monitor it. You've got to get the pathways open first. You have to have the support first. You have to have the nutrition first. That's what we've come to find out. When we first started practicing, we could give someone like a detoxifier product and like some lymphatic drainage, and they'd be on their merry way, and they were happy and good and healthy. It's not like that anymore. It's not like that.
How interesting.
Sad to say, but, you know, thank God we have these avenues that we can utilize to try to help ourselves, you know, in the best way that we can. And I do feel sad for people who have Parkinson's or Parkinson's symptom, because it's difficult, but you have to keep working at it. You can't give up. Something will work, or you'll get enough of an accumulative effect that you will start feeling the results. And so accumulative effect may be, you know, you see one person and then you see another, and then maybe you do a different therapy. And then ultimately you keep doing these different therapies, and then the body starts to wake up and respond positively. So that's our goal.
But it may take some time.
Yeah.
This is, I think, the eighth bioenergetic assessment that you've done for me personally, Dr. Faber. And what has been the case over the years is that it seems as though each assessment seems to reveal different issues. There's some commonalities, of course, but we do see in the report different kinds of issues that emerge. Is that typical in other patients as well?
Well, that's the goal, is to clear and look for what's next. But, like, for example, something like heavy metals get into the cells and act as glue. And so once you start removing the glue, then you have all these other things that come out. So then you clear that, and then you may go back and test again and need to do more metals. So it just depends. It depends on what you have been exposed to in the past and what you are presently being exposed to. And I don't think people realize how much heavy metal exposure we have on a daily basis. And the other thing is all the electromagnetics in the airwaves. That's compromising our bodies. We have to deal with these heavy metals and these electromagnetic frequencies on a daily basis. I mean, in the area that we are in, there's a man who used to set, you know, he had beehives, and he had, he would, you know, every year have honey. Had nothing. The bees left the hive this year, and they put up a new cell tower not far from where he is.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, they're electrical little insects. You know, they're buzzing around and hear all these frequencies are being sent out into the environment, and they're confused. They don't even want to make their honey anymore.
Oh, that's
really.
So sad. Oh, my God.
It is sad.
It really is.
You know, I don't want to sound depressing to whoever's listening, but the key point is that you just have to do whatever you can to keep your body healthy. We're here to support any way that we can. We don't have the magic pill or the magic bullet, but we will work hard for whoever utilizes this testing, and we will do the very best we can. And if we can't, we will try to direct you to another area that maybe they can help you. But there's nothing like bioenergetic assessment. There is nothing like homeopathy. Homeopathy is an amazing energetic medicine to go in and identify the actual toxins and pluck them out of the cell tissue, and then we use other things to help remove it. And we make up the remedies. We have a baseline remedy, but we make up the remedies at the particular frequency that your body needs to detox at. We all vibrate at different levels. So we find how each individual is vibrating, and then we match that remedy for them to vibrate, that remedy to vibrate at the same level that individual vibrates at, so that they can get that toxin out.
Another component of the assessment report is a listing of various organs and a report of the degree of inflammation. So So I see here in the report there's an inflammation chart. So if there's the number between 10 and 30, there's mild inflammation. 40 to 60, there's moderate inflammation. 70 to 100, there's long-term or chronic inflammation. So I can look down at the particular organs that happen to be listed in my report. And, for example, I see here that the appendix is 100, which means the chronic inflammation state. The colon is 40. The gallbladder is 70. The liver tissue, 40, et cetera, et cetera. So this gives me an idea of the organs, at least currently in my body, that are compromised.
Right, and this gives us a baseline when we first test, and then when you test again, we can go back and see, okay, so what has changed here? What kind of results are we getting? And maybe you may not exactly feel a huge difference, but we want to see those numbers coming down. And as they start to really coming down, then you notice changes. But usually you can notice it may not be a huge change, but you'll start noticing things are changing and you just feel different. You feel like your body's kicking in and doing something. And I do want to say this. It just depends when I start testing someone's saliva. It depends on what I see as to which way I go. Sometimes I use a meridian list, which is just a list of pathways that refer to different body systems, because that gives me a much broader spectrum view. I can see something started in the stomach and it's traveled to the bladder and it's traveled to the lungs and so on and so forth. So it just depends on what I see and how I test. So each test might be a little different.
The final component of the assessment report, which is in writing and that is mailed to me, is there's a list of possible treatments that I can pursue given the results of the test. So in my case, there's a homeopathic detoxification for heavy metals that's recommended. There's a homeopathic remedy designed to assist the drainage and tonification. There's a homeopathic clarification for bioenergetic disturbances. There's a liver detox and a whole plant chlorella. So for these recommendations, some of them, if I decide to pursue treatment, I would definitely need to get you to send those to me. And in others, is it the case that it might be that I could acquire those at a health food store?
If at all possible, we like to send the products. And yes, this is a business for us, and this is how we make our living, but that's not the top priority. The priority is that we have tested you, and we know these products match. So we have, like, for example, vitamin C. We have, like, three or four different vitamin C products. Not everyone's going to be a match for you. We're going to find the best product to match you energetically, so that your body can utilize that product to the best of its ability. Again, it's really a good idea to get the products from us. It really is. That's why we even carry the products. I mean, I've seen people before who do this kind of testing or something similar, and they send people to stores and just go buy this, just go buy that. It doesn't always work. I'm not saying it won't work, but it doesn't always work because it's not the right combination. So if at all possible, like we just have someone we were dealing with from Canada, and I know, you know, if you're going out of the country, customs can be harder to work with in that way. So we're happy to try to help you identify, you know, a product that may work for you if you're out of the country and it's too difficult to get these products into the country you're at because of customs. Will work any way we can to help and assist.
Over the years, I've always just acquired all of these recommended products from you directly, and it's great because you have very specific instructions on how you recommend we begin to take them. For instance, perhaps a drop in the morning and a drop in the evening, or whatever the recommended dose might be. I also know that when I've had a rather large reaction to taking something, I could always call you up and we'd have a discussion about what's going on, and then you'll make a recommendation of perhaps changing what I do, which is a wonderful kind of a service.
Yes, and I mean, anybody can email, they can text. I mean, if it's an emergency, just call. But if you're like a little unsure of how to utilize the program, or you want to inquire about a food, then email or text. But if you're in a like healing crisis or you don't feel good, call me. I will pick up the phone.
How can people actually order a bioenergetic assessment from you, Dr. Faber?
They can email, they can call, either way, and we can arrange to send out a little vial where they can put their saliva and then mail it back to us, and also a questionnaire form.
What's the phone number to call?
It is 770-345-6614, or they can email at harmonyhealth@yahoo.com.
So, Dr. Faber, if there's one point that you would like for listeners to remember and take away from this fascinating discussion, what would it be?
I guess I would say don't give up. Keep exploring different avenues to try to get help. I know many years ago I was really sick, and I did not know what it was. This is going back maybe 30 or more years ago, and I had heavy metal poisoning from a horseshoe bridge in my mouth, and I had gone to different places, and it took a while for me to find the right individual to help me. And then as I continued in my knowledge, I was able to figure more things out. So don't give up. You know, as long as you're alive, there's hope. And if anyone wants to talk to me, happy to chat for a few minutes if you need more explanations as to how this testing works. I can't spend a really long time talking, but I'm happy to chat for a few minutes. Or if you have some questions, you can email us and we can see how we can help and support you. But don't give up. Keep finding ways, keep looking for ways, keep your eyes open to get as much help and support you can to conquer whatever it is that you're dealing with. And then you have a great person like Robert Rogers, who's from his heart looking for every avenue he can find to help and assist people with Parkinson's or Parkinson's disease. And that's just amazing because he has such a love for people. So